This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. For a change, some more great news on the COVID-19 front. Yeah, I mean, yet another vaccine, maybe even more promising. And by the way, the fact that there is this competition going on between Pfizer and Moderna, that is an illustration of what's so great about capitalism and the free market. And speaking of free markets, the Wall Street, the stock market, loves what's happening. Approaching 30,000, which is a pretty amazing thing. The Dow Jones average up 307 as we speak. All of that is good news. Maybe people are just assuming, maybe just hoping that we move past all of the election turmoil. There was a very large, nobody knows exactly how many people were there, a million MAGA march. And I don't know if you have how you have a million MAGAs, but there weren't quite a million people there, despite the fact that Kayleigh McEnany said there were. But there were thousands. In fact, tens of thousands. A big crowd and a happy, peaceful crowd. And then later at night, it got ugly. We want to get inspiring. There's a story that has utterly grabbed my attention, and it's a story about a modern-day miracle that I think shows some of what America really is capable of, and we will get to that. We'll also be speaking of the big rally in Washington and the Million MAGA March, we'll be speaking to Mary Eberstadt, who believes that she knows when it comes to people ranging from Antifa to Proud Boys, they have something in common. People who like to fight on the streets and like to destroy things. Not that Proud Boys is known for property destruction. They're not. But they are known for street fighting. And what do they have in common with the people on the other side? What do all of these explosions of violence and destruction have in common? Mary has an extraordinary answer, and I think it's profoundly insightful, and we will be speaking with her a little bit later. We'll also be speaking with a college professor, leading academic, Charles Lipson, who was a strong supporter of President Trump and his agenda, who wrote a powerful piece in the Wall Street Journal today about why there needs to be the beginning of a meaningful transition and why American security really depends on it. We'll be speaking to Charles Lipson a little bit later in the show. First up, there was this from the President of the United States via Twitter, which has been pretty much his exclusive means of communication, and he's been prodigious in terms of his Twitter productivity. Fox News reports, President Trump lashed out against Antifa scum, that's all in caps, of course, and the media, that would be the fake news media, Saturday night, as violence continued in Washington, D.C., where pro-Trump supporters gathered for the Million MAGA March. In a series of Twitter messages before midnight, the president also blasted counter-protesters as human radical left garbage. That's all a direct quote. He retweeted a video that showed a man being sucker-punched and kicked on a Washington street earlier in the day. Now, of course, people came back and they found that video. And just seconds before he was sucker-punched and kicked, that same guy was hitting other people. Look, this whole thing is a shame because apparently during the day there was something of a festive atmosphere and people were chanting pro-Trump slogans. Trump even drove by on his way to the golf course and waved at his supporters. And people were in good moods, but then as it started to turn dark, there were counter-protesters who came forward and the police weren't very successful. There were actually two police officers who were injured. Others who were injured, including serious stabbing. We will cover the rest of that. Joe Biden, the president-elect, yes, and he is the president-elect, he denounced all acts of violence after the attacks on some of those Trump supporters at the MAGA rally. And Biden said that he denounced all acts of violence in a statement to Fox News after attacks on the president's supporters. President-elect Biden continues to denounce all acts of violence, said spokesperson Andrew Bates on Monday, although he did not name Antifa or Black Lives Matter. They weren't carrying signs for Antifa or Black Lives Matter. And unlike the Proud Boys, who apparently are now wearing black and yellow uniforms, makes them sound a little bit like Pittsburgh Steelers fans. Don't talk about football. This is not a good day to talk about football. Okay. The story here, as it's described in Fox, says Trump accused Antifa activists of returning under cover of darkness to cause mayhem, claiming the pro-Trump crowd had sent the leftists running for the hills during daylight hours. Now, that, of course, makes it not sound so entirely peaceful, but there it is. The president also blasted Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser, of course, claiming the Democrat was not doing her job and urged the city's police to get going, do your job, and don't hold back. Now, the Washington City Police don't work for President Trump. They work for Mayor Bowser and the people of Washington. But what does it mean to do your job and don't hold back? Trump also accused the silent media of ignoring the Washington clashes, retreating a message from U.S. Representative Lee Zeldin of New York, Republican, who alleged a total media blackout as leftists launched abhorrent assaults against Trump supporters. It may not have gotten tremendous attention, but a total media blackout, not for anybody who has checked out cable news recently. That evening saw scattered confrontations and escalating violence as police reported at least 20 arrests as they tried to keep opposing groups separated. This is Fox News. Earlier in the day, leftist counter-protesters turned out in opposition to pro-Trump groups rallying to question the results of the November 3rd presidential election, which showed Democrat Joe Biden denying Trump a second term in the White House. The president himself even visited the demonstration, traveling through the area in his motorcade on the way to his golf course. Earlier Saturday, the march was largely peaceful, but as the sun went down, snippets of scenes shared on Twitter showed chaos had overtaken areas of the Capitol. Authorities said one male demonstrator was stabbed multiple times near the intersection of New York Avenue and 11th Street, and sustained injuries that were not considered life-threatening. It was not immediately clear which side he was on. Matt Miller, who's a contributor to the Daily Caller, described what he saw as, quote, an all-out brawl between the Proud Boys and Antifa in the streets. Why is this good? Why is this good? I mean, seriously, this is hard to fully comprehend. I am not sure what the purpose was other than showing support for President Trump and maybe to buck up his spirits, which apparently have not been of the best. He just lost the election. But what exactly are the demonstrators saying? I know that there are a lot of them who are chanting, and they had signs that said that President Trump won the election. And again, they can chant it as much as they want. But what we are going to go over in the show here is, and I've been trying to get answers on this, honest to goodness, where is there a clear-cut, plausible strategy by which President Trump does win the election? And I think I have an answer for you, and I want to get to that because, again, is it a sure shot? Well, not as much as Rudy Giuliani says it is, but is it at least distantly, conceivably plausibly possible? We will get to that and to much more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For those who believe, and it's a lot of Republicans who do, that the election was stolen, that the returns are unreliable, that this was a rigged job, that it's not an election that can be taken seriously, the question becomes, okay, so what do you do about it? Having a big march in Washington, D.C., is great. I'm sure it lifted people's spirits, and it seemed to have cooperative weather, and it was peaceful until people from the other side showed up, and there was brawling on the street. There were between 10 and 20 people who were arrested, some for fairly serious charges involving that stabbing. By the way, the stabbing victim, it's unclear which side he was on, because the people from Antifa and BLM don't wear uniforms. And most of the people in the crowd, of course, the pro-Trump crowd, were not wearing uniforms other than that handful of Proud Boys who were prominently involved in some of the violence. With all of that going on, the idea that there is still denial about what happened in the election is kind of depressing, because what is the exit strategy exactly? This has been my line and my concern about the government shutdowns. And remember, once upon a time, people on the right were very enthusiastic about government shutdowns, and a lot of applause for the shutdown led by Senator Ted Cruz about Obamacare did absolutely nothing, except cost the government extra money, because shutdowns always do, got people ticked off at Republicans. And President Trump presided over the longest shutdown, over building the border wall. Remember that? And until he surrendered, I think it was after 35 days, it was the longest shutdown of all time. The problem with all of this is the same as with the shutdowns. There's no exit strategy. Where do you go? Okay, you don't like the result of the election. You think there was a lot of fraud. But does that set you up to actually say plausibly what the White House trade advisor Peter Navarro told Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business? This is a clip 7, Jeremy.
Maria, we're moving forward here at the White House under the assumption that there will be a second Trump term. I think it's really important, before people's heads explode here, to understand that what we seek here is verifiable ballots, certifiable ballots, and an investigation into what are growing numbers of allegations of fraud under signed affidavits by witnesses. And my own view, looking at this election, we have what appears in some sense to be an immaculate deception.
Okay, an immaculate deception, except they're 0 for 14 so far in court. They're not going to go anywhere with this. Courts do not overturn elections. That's not what courts are for. You have in each state, and in several of the states under dispute, they are Republican secretaries of state and Republican attorney generals who are supervising the elections. That might be one of the reasons they appeared, the Trump team, to have given up in Arizona. But the idea is, let's say there is all this evidence and there are all these affidavits. Unless they actually show such a massive scale of fraud, for instance, the gap in Pennsylvania now is 65,000 votes. At 65,000 votes, that's considerably more. Trump won the state last time by 44,000 votes, and there was no recount. There was no challenge to the figures. Now it's 65,000. So what do you do about that? Well, Rudy Giuliani has his answer. He was also on Fox Business with Maria Bartiromo, and he had this to say, 8A.
He's contesting it vigorously in the courts. The media has tried to call the election, and they don't have a legal right to call the election. It gets decided by our electors, not by NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, and even Fox. You don't get the right to call it. I don't get the right to call it. So he is contesting it vigorously. As he's gotten more evidence of the rigging that went on, he's really outraged. And I am too. I mean, it's way beyond what people think, including a very, very dangerous foreign company that did the votes in 27 states, a company that's not American, a company that's foreign, a company that has close ties with Venezuela and therefore China, and uses Venezuelan company software that's been used to steal elections in other countries. I mean, I don't think people have any idea of the dimension of the national security problem that Dominion creates.
Okay. Last week, the Department of Homeland Security with all personnel appointed by President Trump, came out with a declaration signed by leading authorities on cybersecurity and counterterror that this was the cleanest, least interfered with election ever, because the Trump administration took very careful precautions, as well they should. But that doesn't stop Rudy Giuliani, star of the hit movie Borat, subsequent movie film. It doesn't stop Rudy Giuliani from going forward in clip 8B. Listen.
Do you have the Dominion hardware in your possession? Do you need to have that hardware in your possession to prove it? Can you prove the case without the hardware or the software?
We have people that I can't really disclose that can describe the hardware in great detail. We have some of the people, former government employees, our government employees and others, that were there at the creation of Smartmatic. They can describe it, they can draw it, they can show it. And then we have proof that I can't disclose yet. But I'm confident that
go ahead.
And this has to be examined, Maria, beyond this election, which I believe will get overturned. But beyond this election, this whole thing has to be investigated as a national security matter.
Okay, right now, the Trump administration is in charge of national security. And full investigation of these allegations, I think, is entirely appropriate. Here is the difficulty. The difficulty is investigations take a while. And we have certifications of the vote that are due. And Rudy's correct. They're not certifications made by Fox News or by CNN or by NBC. They're certifications done by the Secretary of State of Georgia, the Secretary of State of Arizona, the Secretary of State of Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan. And these certifications allow the process to go forward. If the certifications are not made on time, and for instance, Georgia is supposed to certify by the 20th of this month. So we're talking, obviously, this week, right? They're going to be certifying or not. And if they don't certify, then they have until December 8th, which is that's a safe harbor date, where they have to have some slate of electors that submitted. Now, if they haven't been certified in the normal way, it is possible, some legal experts think, for state legislatures to select the electors who will then be given the right to vote on the next president. But really? Will that happen with Republican state legislature control in several states? We'll get to that and more. Charles Lipson says we need a transition. And yeah, he's pro-Trump. Coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump wants people to remember the rapid development of the coronavirus vaccine happened under his watch. The president tweeting praise for the drug manufacturer Moderna, which is reporting that its coronavirus vaccine is 94.5% effective in the latest trials. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling ABC's Good Morning America,
This is really a historic day. This is the vaccine that President Trump partnered with Moderna on January 13th at our NIH labs, and now over 90% effective vaccine in one of the largest clinical trials ever. So now we have Pfizer, we have Moderna.
The calendar might say November 16th, but the National Weather Service says Phoenix, Arizona could set a new record high today. The current record high is 89 degrees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome back to our show Charles Lipson, who is a professor emeritus of political science at the University of Chicago. His areas of specialization include international relations, international political economy, and modern international history. Professor Lipson, your piece today, I think, is outstanding and very, very important in the Wall Street Journal, where you suggest that President Trump has a perfect right and, in fact, an obligation to pursue legal remedies where he can find evidence that is conclusive, he believes, of rigging or cheating or false voting or interference with voting. But what you're suggesting is while that is going on, unimpeded, with no one trying to block it or stop it or call it off, he needs to move forward with the transition. Why?
Well, thank you very much, Michael, for those kind words. I don't see any contradiction between challenging the integrity of the election outcome. We have procedures to do that. And moving forward with a provisional transfer of power, we have provisions to do that too. The transfer of power is essentially a norm, not a law. But I think the main reason to do it, some people say the reason to do it is because it ensures that there'll be a smooth policy making at the beginning of the new administration and so forth. That's a reason, but it doesn't strike me as being the main reason. The main reason to move forward with a provisional transfer is to show the whole country that amid our deep political divisions, we can actually rely on constitutional norms, procedures, and institutions. Those are badly phrased, because the trust that people have in those institutions and norms and procedures is frayed, and now is the time to begin restoring them.
It just seems to me so obvious and so clear. What is
that's my strength, Michael, is pointing out the obvious. You know.
Well, but it is. So when you hear responses from the Trump team that insist that they're getting ready for a second term and they're going to win this thing anyway, what is the objection to at least preparing the country, not leaving the country vulnerable, in case they don't succeed in overturning the current result?
I think that they have a political reason for doing that. They're still trying to mobilize voters, not only for the Georgia senatorial runoffs. There are two of them, and they will have an impact on who is a majority party in the Senate, and that if the Republicans win, they can continue to do serious investigations. If the Democrats win, they can push through a lot of policies that Biden will want, assuming he wins. But I think that beyond that, they think that if they give up now, it will weaken the pressure on courts and others to really seriously look at some of these issues, because the voting issues really won't have anything at stake. So I think that I've kind of gotten responses from both sides. I've gotten a lot of compliments. Naturally, people who write you tend to like things, but the people who are really strong Trump supporters say don't give up now, and I'm not saying that they should give up now. And the people on the other side criticize me for saying, look, the Obama administration did more to undermine the transition to Trump taking office than any presidency I've ever heard of. They did lots of illegal things, and we have not, 4 years later, had a full accounting for that. So they say, well,
but
if they did it to
but
us,
they did
we
follow
could
do you, it. You describe the norms in your piece, and they followed the norms. I mean, President Obama, I think, invited President Trump to the White House, met with him, included him on the daily briefing, gave him full security clearance, authorized the money that is used to set that up. President Obama did that all in the first week after President Trump was elected. What you're talking about are the alleged Obamagate crimes, which I know Lindsey Graham is eager to proceed in the next session of Congress as an investigation by the Judiciary Committee.
But okay, it's a scandal that 4 years in we don't really have those fleshed out, and that people who committed crimes, other than one person, low-ranking official who was on the who was from the FBI and on the Mueller team, has admitted to a crime, but we don't have the people who did the large-scale stuff. I would liken it to a magician. What happened with the hand that everybody was seeing was all this smooth transfer from Obama to Trump. What was happening with the unseen hand was a lot of pernicious stuff. But my point is simply, whether or not that occurred, even if you think that did occur, I don't think that the right response to it is for the Trump team to reciprocate in the same way.
Well, one of the points, and Nick Kristof had a column yesterday that I think was powerful and plausible, that with this conflict going on, and with no attempt toward a transition, and with the firing of the Secretary of Defense and three high-ranking Defense Department officials, and then the statement by General Milley yesterday, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, we don't take an oath of office to support any given leader, we support the Constitution. With all of this going on, what Nick Kristof suggests is real vulnerability to irresponsible actions by conceivably China, Iran, Russia, North Korea, and North Korea particularly with some kind of big test of their big jumbo new missile where the United States would normally respond. It does leave us in a several weeks of unique vulnerability, don't you think?
I absolutely agree, and I also agree that it's possible that the Israelis and the Trump administration, which is so strong against Iran, has to really think about what kind of policies Biden administration will put in place to deal with Iran, because if they think that there's going to be serious concessions and that Iran will be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon, then Israel will have incentives to act sooner as well. So there's a lot of vulnerability during this transition period, and I just want us to think very seriously about that and see about how we can diminish it.
Do you, as a scholar, see any chance at all that the election returns are going to be overturned and that President Trump will be reelected?
I see very, very little. But you remember that line that Jim Carrey says in what is it, Dumb and Dumber?
Ace Ventura? Okay, go ahead.
So you say there's a chance. I don't think there's a very good chance, but then you hear the Trump legal team presenting very strong, I would say hyperbolic, arguments about the evidence they have, but they haven't presented any of that successfully in court yet. If they have evidence that there was large-scale, any cheating is bad, but if there was evidence of large-scale cheating, we need to see it, and we need to see it soon.
Amen. I have a one guess as to where that evidence might actually be. We will get to that and more. Thanks to Professor Charles Lipson. His piece is linked up at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, it is important as we work through this process of welcoming a new administration. And even if you don't welcome a new administration, even if you curse the very idea of a new administration, it's happening. And it's the way our Constitution is set up. And resisting it really requires some kind of strategy. And I mentioned before the Rudy Giuliani now suddenly, and again, having gathered nothing before, he just took over the job of coordinating the Trump legal challenges to the election because David Bossi, who'd been coordinating before, like a lot of other people in the White House inner circle, fell sick with COVID-19. And I wish David, who I know, a speedy and complete recovery. He's a good guy. But Mayor Giuliani saying that they have all this evidence, they have all this evidence of literally millions. Giuliani used the term millions of votes that were fraudulent. And of course, it would have to be because the margins for Joe Biden, it's over 65,000 now in Pennsylvania. It's over 145,000 in Michigan. And those margins have never, ever, ever been overturned in any kind of recount or legal challenge ever before. And it's truly important for people to understand how unprecedented this is. Because people bring the example of Bush v. Gore. Bush v. Gore allowed the procedure to go forward until the votes were certified. And when the votes were certified, George W. Bush, just as he had on election night, he had a consistent lead. And his lead with the certified ballots was 1,211 votes. And that shrank under recounting and the hanging chads. And the recounting was mandated by a court. It was not decided. It was not allowed. The Gore campaign sued after certification of the votes. And the state Supreme Court in the state of Florida decided to allow further recounting. And eventually, in time for that safe harbor date, when you're supposed to transmit the information, the results of your election definitively to the electors so they can cast their votes in the Electoral College, which is coming up, the Supreme Court decided, okay, enough counting. You're either going to have to extend this and do this full recount on the same standards in every county of the state, because what they were doing in Florida was only recounting and finding more votes in highly Democratic counties. They weren't doing it in Republican counties, and it was unfair. So that dragged on. There is nothing like that here, because there isn't a single state that is anywhere near as close as Florida was. Georgia, which is the closest of the states, which has a Republican and a fine Republican Secretary of State, Raffensperger, is about half done with their full manual recount. They fully expect to get everything done, where Trump is losing by 14,145 votes, I believe it is. That's going to come through in time for the certification, which is November 20th. And all of this is happening in regular order. And the idea that it's going to be disrupted in some way, well, the point I was making about Rudy Giuliani and the evidence he has of these voting machines that flip millions of votes, I am sure it's all that evidence and mountains of it is locked away in the same safe where they have the evidence of that Barack Obama was born in Kenya. And in other words, I don't think it exists. But we will see. And certainly there are a few days for a very competent legal team, even though the prior legal team dropped the case, very prominent legal team to go ahead and continue the investigations. Now, so then the question is, what happens? How does that actually change the outcome? Because the idea that a court would look into something and say, wait, the state of Pennsylvania, Joe Biden didn't win by 145,000 votes. Trump actually won. A court will not do that. They will, at times, order a brand new election. They did that with a congressional seat in North Carolina, where it was actually the Republican who had won, and the court ordered a revote, and that Republican lost. In any event, the question here is, if they don't have votes that are certified and proper and accepted, then by some readings of the Constitution, you can go ahead and have the state legislature name not the electors, not the voters themselves, but the state legislature go ahead and select electors who would then get to vote on who's going to be the next president. Now, this would be outrageous. The majority leader of the state Senate in Pennsylvania, Republican, has said he won't have any of it. So has the Speaker of the State Assembly in Pennsylvania said he won't have any of it. They won't do that, because that would be taking away the right of the people of Pennsylvania to vote for the presidential candidate they want. And there's a piece in the New York Times where they talk to a number of legal experts. And one of them is Benjamin Ginsburg, who was the lead attorney who really helped win the election, preserve the victory in the election for George W. Bush in 2000. Says Benjamin Ginsburg, until recently one of the Republican Party's top elections lawyers, called the strategy an act of desperation, one that many Republican lawmakers would not buy into. The most partisan Trump legislators might, but I believe enough would rebel at hijacking their constituents' votes that such actions would fail, said Ginsburg. Here's how such a scheme would theoretically play out. The Constitution gives state legislatures the power to determine the manner in which the electors are appointed to the Electoral College, the body of 538 people who formally choose the president. Every state has already done that by specifying in its laws that the winner of the statewide popular vote is entitled to the state's presidential electors. Now, of course, Maine and Nebraska also hand out some electors based on congressional district. But the Electoral Count Act, a 19th century law, sets up the mechanism for how that takes place. It directs governors to certify both the election results and a slate of presidential electors to represent the will of the people. In general practice, governors certify electors chosen by the party of the presidential candidate who won their state. The Electoral Count Act also says that in the event of a failed election in which voters have not made a choice for president, state legislatures are empowered to step in and appoint electors. Now, what that means is you could have the state legislature send some electors to Washington and the governor. And then it would be up to Congress to decide. Now, in the six states that are being contested, it is possible two of those states have Republican governors. All of the six have Republican legislatures. Republicans only cemented their control of legislatures, which is good news for reapportionment, which is coming up. But if they send, the governor sends some slate of electors and the legislature sends another slate of electors, it is inconceivable that that would happen. But if it does, then it would be up to the Senate and the House voting separately to decide which electors to accept. And I do not imagine any situation in which, even with Republican control of the Senate, that many Republicans, and when I say many, 5, 10, 15 at least, would not go along with the idea that we are going to select who gets the electoral votes for the state of Pennsylvania, not the voters. We are going to decide who gets the electoral votes for the state of Nevada, the state of Arizona, the state of Wisconsin, the state of Michigan, because many of these states weren't at all close. 145,000 votes is a big margin, and that's what President Trump lost by in the state of Michigan. Last time out, he won the state of Michigan by less than 11,000 votes. So it's 10 times the margin of last time. We will continue the conversation about what happens next in the election. We'll also be talking about some of the violence. We saw some of it in Washington over the weekend. Thugs in the streets. What do they have in common? No, it is not race. Not at all, because many of these most violent and vicious demonstrators, thugs, most of them, frankly, have been white. So what is it? We will talk about that with Mary Eberstadt. She has a powerful piece called The Fury of the Fatherless. That and more in this great...
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.